Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoede met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk.
Die Mededingingskommissie het vroeër hierdie maand die groen lig aan die Takatso konsortium gegee om 'n belang van 51% in die Suid-Afrikaanse lugdiens te bekom. Die Takatso konsortium het 3 aandeelhouers. Die meerderheid aandeelhouer en die beheerende aandeelhouer is Harriff General Partners en dan is die minderheidsaandeelhouers Serenix en Global Aviation. Nou een van die voorwaardes wat die kommissie vir hierdie transaksie gestel het, is dat die twee minderheidsaandeelhouers hulle aandele in die Takatso konsortium moet verkoop. Die rede daarvoor is dat Serenix en Global Aviation ook belange in die lugdiens Lift het en die kommissie is bekommerd dat hulle deur hulle aandeelhouding in die Takatso konsortium toegang tot sensitiewe inligting van die SAL kan kry. Ek het kort na die aankondiging met Givan Novik gesels. Hy was op die Takatso konsortium se direksie en het daar die minderheidsaandeelhouers verteenwoordig. Maar hy het verlede jaar daaruit bedank omdat die direksie nie sekere inligting oor die onderhandelings met die regering met hom wou deel nie. Hy is ook 'n medestichter van Lift en sou die tegniese vaardighede verskaf het om die SAL van die grond af te kry. Hy was ook voorheen die uitvoerende hoof van Calm Air en het Kalula begin. Uit ons gesprek was dit duidelik dat hy hoogs ontevrede was en so ook die minderheidsaandeelhouers en hy het beweer dat Takatso nooit die minderheidsaandeelhouers van die voorwaarde in kennis gestel het dat hulle hulle aandeelhouding in Takatso sal moes verkoop nie. Op die lyn is Chepo Mashluli. Hy is die voorsitter van Harriff en ook die Takatso konsortium. Chepo, thank you so much for joining me today. Before we discuss the situation with the minority shareholders, it must have been a big day for Takatso when this announcement came. Are you and government on the same page, as I believe there was some tension between the parties from when it was announced about 18 months ago in the run-up to the approval?
You know, having been through the process of the Competition Commission, sharing with them everything that we needed to share through that investigation and to make them comfortable about all the investigation they needed to do, I think it was a big relief to get that go-ahead from them. It's an institution that's important for the country in terms of to ensure that like there's enough competition in the marketplace, to ensure that we get new players in the marketplace, and then to ensure that there's still better value for money for consumers going forward. So for us, it was a very good outcome. We were very happy knowing the type of plans that we hope we're going to make and bring to bear with the new SAA.
When we spoke last, I sensed that there were some tension between Takatso and government, one being that it was taking so long to get the final approval and also getting access to certain of the operational information and financial information from the SAA, which I believe you weren't privy to at the time.
The process has taken long. It was a very stressful process. But besides being stressful, you can imagine a very expensive process. Besides expensive, you can imagine the longer it takes, the more stressful it is also with regards to the anxieties which go with it, with regards to the noise about the whole thing and like, you know, our inability to be able to address all the issues that one would love to address about this transaction. So in that respect, it was not a very comfortable position to be in as a grouping. But we are now approaching this stage wherein the line of sight to the end is very close. We are comfortable that, like, you know, from a government point of view side, there's progress with the financials of the underlying entity in terms of like those being now addressed, that they are doing that. Not yet finalized, but we know that the line of sight is very clear. We can now move forward with regards to starting to address issues of some of the licensing that we need to apply for. We can now also move forward other activities which prior to now we couldn't give the type of attention that we needed to. So in that regard, we are feeling much more relieved that we can now put shoulder to the wheel.
So it's a done deal. Have you signed the final agreement?
No, not yet. We're still going to the tribunal. There will be some other terms in terms of like what comes out of the transaction. As you know, we have now been taking over an asset that started now operating, as opposed to like, you know, when we started negotiation, it wasn't an operating an asset. It was an asset that was in business rescue process. There has to be adjustments that have to be made in this regard that we have like to talk about. So all these issues, there are nuances which have crept in, which like, no, maybe we have made provision for in the initial discussions, in the initial documents that have to be looked at. So in that regard, we have to do that. The market was a very much different thing. So therefore, we have to like sort out one or two issues. But from an understanding point of view, I do not think that we have any deal breakers that we can see at this moment in time.
According to the original agreement, Takatsu needs to supply operating capital of around 3 billion rand, while the government needs to pay off the historic SAA debt. Will that happen? Is that one of the issues of concern?
I think from our side, it's not a concern. We are geared up to bring this capital to SAA. It solely needs it to enable it to be able to be competitive. We know that many people have been worried about this happening. The truth of the matter is that how then do you close a deal if that doesn't happen? So that will happen. The capital gets in to ensure that the new SAA is able like not to be properly capitalized to go forward and be successful. We need to be circumspect in this regard. This debt was the debt which was in business rescue. It was ring-fenced. It has to be wrapped up there and be dealt with. It's not debt which is part of like the current entity now. And unless you deal with that, you don't know what else will come out. So from a sustainable entity going forward, I think it's only fair that that process is properly wrapped up so that you don't have one day you have an entity that's running and then, you know, you get your whole service messed up going forward. So I think wrapping up that process nicely and cleanly so is key to a clean airline starting up.
So when do you think all of these boxes would be checked to sign the final agreement and then to become operationally involved?
I would hope that we can wrap this up. And I'm going to give myself a range to be really fair to myself. You know, things happen. This is Mzansi, as they say, you know.
Absolutely.
So we have to give ourselves a bit of a range. I'd say somewhere right between October and Feb 2024, this should be clearly wrapped up. To the extent that we can do it like before this calendar year is out, I think better for us, and the better we can like start dealing with the calming down of the markets and then the entity and then the people working there, and then to start giving them an airline that has a great future ahead of it, we believe.
Let's talk about the minority shareholders, Global Aviation and Ceranics. Just what stake do they hold in the Takatsu Consortium?
You know, there's actually two entities, Ceranics and Global, and each hold 10%. So it's a 20% shareholding within the consortium.
Now, they are unhappy. They believe they were not consulted about this concession, that they need to relinquish their shares as one of the key conditions of the commission's approval of the deal. What is your take on their position?
I think at this moment, I will not talk about that issue, whether they were consulted or not. I do know that there were discussions between the commission and ourselves, the discussions between the commission and everybody else who is involved in the transaction. However, post-commission coming out, I have sat down with Gideon and we have agreed to address the issues of the commission in terms of seeing how then do we sit down and address what the commission has raised. So we are currently in discussion between myself and him to see how we address those concerns so that there's a clear way of moving forward. And those discussions are very cordial in terms of moving forward.
It seems like it's a pretty simple scenario. Either they sell their shares or they don't. And if they don't, it will definitely impact the future of this deal.
You are probably right. We are in discussions. I do not want to preempt anything. All I can say is that between ourselves right now as shareholders, we are sitting down and very eager to ensure that we can respond to the commission in a manner that ensures that the South African public is not deprived of a viable and thriving aviation industry. So we are committed to sort of like finding a way of moving forward.
Was it not a condition of the original agreement that Takatsu must supply technical aviation expertise to a new SAA? Because if there is a disinvestment from Global Aviation and Saranix, you won't have within the consortium such skills. Was that a condition at the start of this whole process? And if the condition is met that they divest, what would you do to supply those technical skills?
It was not the condition that Takatsu have technical skills. The consortium would be structured in a manner that it would be able to respond to being an acquiring SAA. The strategy would have been holistic in whatever way it was going to do that. We also knew that SAA had management, but then the consortium was going to come with its own management with technical skills. To the extent, and even within that, you can imagine that there's a whole host of other permutations which can involve professional management, which can involve other partners coming in, whether international, if you look at maybe the competition issue. So there's a whole host of other different permutations to look at in this regard. So I am quite confident that in that regard, that from a technical point of view, to the extent that we have to satisfy the Competition Commission, the technical aspect of ensuring that SAA is appropriately resourced, or that Takatsu is appropriately resourced, would not be an issue at all.
So everything is, according to you, still on track. You're still waiting for some approvals and licenses, and once that is in place, you will take the SAA and take it to new heights. That's still the plan.
We're working very hard at that. We are still committed to it. We still believe that if you look at what is happening out there in terms of offerings to the customers, whether locally and internationally, that is still available. There are some market commentators who believe that, with the mentioned capacities coming in of the other current operators, that window is closing. We believe that if you look at this in terms of what the capacity needed over the next 3-5 years, that opportunity still very much remains alive.
Did the fact that the SAA restarted operations following its business rescue process change the business case at all?
I mean, to be honest, we can say yes. If I'm to be transparent in that regard, the way we looked at it then is very difficult with that partners as opposed to the way we're looking at it now from a market opportunity point of view. So there is some change in terms of the way we're looking at it. Yeah. And the market has changed. You see how the LCCs have modified their offering. So there has been a change in the market.
I know you fly a lot. Do you fly SAA when you travel domestically?
for sure.
And are you happy with the service you get on the planes?
I'm very happy with the service. And if it's not up to scratch, I do communicate with the people on board that how about this or how about that. But I know that they are working very hard at what they're doing. Very warm and fuzzy service that they're offering, and looking forward to be also a colleague to them soon.
Dit was Tshepo Mashluli. Hy is die voorsitter van Harith en die Takatsu Consortium.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoe elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoe, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Moneyweb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.